28 minutes past 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Excursions on member-supported 91.3 WYSO. Nikki Dakota here with a great treat to welcome to the studio a gentleman who's involved in the rivers, the water, the flowing life of the land of this great state. He's with Rivers Unlimited. He's Aaron Rourke. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks, Nikki. It's great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what Rivers Unlimited does, and then what your role there is.
Well, Rivers Unlimited is Ohio's statewide river conservation organization, and we're the oldest one in the nation. There are about 37 statewide groups now, and a unifying umbrella national group, too.
So this was an initiative that started maybe at the top. Does this have any structural relevance to the Clean Water Act, or is this?
Yes, a lot of our environmental and occupational safety and health legislation was passed back during Nixon's administration, the Scenic River Program came into being about that same time, and Rivers Unlimited was founded in 1972.
So we are approaching the 40th anniversary of the Clean Water Act, so that's pretty cool. This has been something that was taken up at first suggestion and sustained through these many years.
Mm-hmm. And a lot has been accomplished in that time.
So tell me what you do specifically with Rivers Unlimited.
I'm chief cook and bottle washer, and I'm officially president of the board. That just makes me the main volunteer.
And they ask you to sweep up on the way out.
And turn off the lights.
You're here because specifically today we have a kind of beautiful opportunity to revel in something very much about this region, or actually like the whole statewide. But some filmmakers and a local theater, the Little Art Theater, are presenting a documentary this Sunday right here in Yellow Springs at the Little Art Theater at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And tell us a little bit about the documentary Scenic River, an Ohio Journey.
It's actually 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, very sorry.
Tom Mayer is a documentarian in the local tradition from Wright State University, and I know we've got a distinguished array of documentarians in this area.
A lot of film talent.
Yes, there
it's
really
just
is.
It's wonderful, the richness that we have. Yeah.
And Tom's a long-term resident of West Milton and has a long nostalgic affiliation with the Stillwater State Scenic River. So when he was driving across one of the bridges and his little boy said, "Daddy, what's a scenic river?" because he was reading the sign, it piqued Tom's curiosity, and it led him to literally a journey of discovery. And he visited all 15 of the state scenic river systems. And
now, does that cover all of the river systems, or are there only 15 among the more?
There are a choice 15 that have been judged to be so nearly pristine that they qualify according to the 6 criteria.
Nice.
However, there are far more rivers that have been judged worthy of consideration but have not yet been studied. And one of Rivers Unlimited's main goals is to push through some more studies and get some more designations.
Not to put you on the spot, do you, off the top of your head, know these 6 designators?
Yes, I can give you a general layman's overview. Mm-hmm. The river has to be free-flowing, so that means
No dams,
and more importantly in this area, the river can't be diked. See, a lot of times farmers like to put dikes along the riverbanks to keep floodwaters out of their fields, because it's difficult enough in many of our local agricultural areas to till in the spring without the spring floods delaying things even further. Well, when in a case like that, and we see this on the Mad River in particular, the river's not in touch with its floodplain. It's not a free-flowing river. So,
I love that, in touch with its floodplain. It's an important part. It's a give and take. It's like a breathing. It comes. Yeah.
It really is, because the floodplain absorbs floodwater, and of course, every flood renews the agricultural vitality with new mud and fresh sediment. That's topsoil.
And third?
Another one would be riparian corridor. That is the wooded corridor along the banks. A lot of farmers like to till right down to the banks. And sometimes when I paddle down these rivers, I'll see crops falling into the river. They're literally tilting into the water. There's no riparian corridor there. The riparian corridor holds the soil, and it provides shelter and shade and leaf fall. It turns out that a large part of the economy of a river, in terms of its energy, is it comes from leaf fall in the autumn.
The material and the recycling of that.
That organic material is food for lots of things in the food chain.
And fourth? I am putting you on the spot, Emma, and I'm very sorry. Just, I love the idea that there are six. There's a, it's sort of like the perfect movie rules. It's a list of rules. These things. But 15 of our waterways, our water systems in the state, have qualified as scenic rivers.
Right. Another important consideration is the river has to be fairly remote, so there can't be too many bridge crossings, and there can't be too much development along the river. That's one of the fifth or sixth criteria, mm-hmm, also. Mm-hmm. And there can't be too many places where a road parallels the river for more than a few miles.
Wow.
There are numerical criteria that have to be met for all these criteria. Now, it so happens that the state has adopted a very practical attitude towards qualifying rivers. And if a river is very strong in riparian corridor and a little weak in some other spots, they can compensate for each other.
But we've really done well, though. I mean, I'm seeing from what's written here that we have sort of set the bar nationally for this kind of conservation of our rivers.
Yes, and I really think this documentary is an opportunity to point out to the people in Yellow Springs and Xenia and Clifton and Bellbrook and Spring Valley and on down, Morrow, South Lebanon, Milford, Loveland, the eastern part of Cincinnati, Terrace Park. We not only have the oldest statewide river conservation group in the nation, we originated, not Rivers Unlimited, but some of my predecessors were in on the origination of the nation's first scenic river system. The feds adopted our model and came up with their own. And within that context, the Little Miami River was the first river designated in the Ohio state system. So in the eastern United States, with all of its development pressure and the increasing population pressure, the Little Miami is held out as an example of what can be accomplished with incremental, slow, but consistent application of effort on a grassroots level to keep a river as pristine as possible. And in fact, in the case of Little Miami, it has been returned to a better quality than it was 40 years ago. We have two major metropolitan areas on the Little Miami. Both provide a great deal of pressure on the ecology. That's the Xenia area and then the Cincinnati area. See, when a river watershed gets to be more than 10% impervious surface, and by that I mean
clay, or
I mean roofs, roads, parking lots, we see statistically that river is in a very precarious ecological position. And not long after that 10% threshold, typically the diversity of fish and mussels and bugs in the river and their abundance, they both start to fall off the cliff. So with the Little Miami, we really have to start working hard to mitigate the effects of all this development, because we're at about 12% impervious surface.
It makes me proud that we've done such great work right here in our neck of the woods for the Little Miami.
We really have. Mm-hmm. The old-timers tell me about junk cars in the river and dams.
Can you imagine?
They used to do in-stream gravel mining. They could drive the heavy equipment out into the riverbed and just scoop up the gravel from the riverbed. Well, that's long time past now. The river corridor from its mouth at the Ohio River all the way up through Clifton is now more than 50% owned, either fee simple, which means outright ownership, that's like when you buy a house, or through conservation easements. It's controlled by park districts and nature preserves and state parks.
Tecumseh Land Trust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very important in this region. Little Miami Incorporated is another very important land trust. The Upper River Fund has done a lot of good work. Green County Parks.
We're speaking with Aaron Rourke. He's the jack of all trades at Rivers Unlimited. Is this a must be a nonprofit organization?
It is, 501c3.
Uh-huh. So you're in this for the good work of doing it. Mm-hmm. Aaron and Rivers Unlimited, along with the Little Art Theater here in Yellow Springs, are presenting Tom Mayer's Call of the Scenic River, an Ohio Journey, and it's this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Now, I do have some tickets to give away as we wrap up, but you're anticipating a sold-out
performance.
So there will be an additional a week from Sunday, correct?
Right. Same time, same bat time, same bat place, 1 to 3 on Sunday. What would that be, February 5th,
and
I think?
You're going to have to do that math, but we'll look it up, and I'll get that for sure before the end of the show. But this Sunday and then a week from Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Little Art Theater. Have you seen the documentary? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yes.
Is it beautiful?
It is wonderful. Mm. And the reviews that we hear from our test audiences, you might say, are that it's remarkably well-balanced, and it's really appealing to the layperson, too. There's plenty of specific information, but it's really a very warm, partially, there's a spiritual aspect to the enjoyment and the pleasure of Tom's experience finding out about these rivers and traveling around the state and meeting the people who are working on them.
If someone would like to find out a little bit more information, maybe about the documentary, but more about Rivers Unlimited, where can they point their browser?
Riversunlimited.org. That's our website. And if you'd like to learn more about the movie, maybe see the trailer, you can go to callofthescenicriver.com.
callofthescenicriver, all one word, .com. Tom Mayer's documentary this Sunday at the Little Art Theater. So have you always been a water person?
Absolutely.
Aww, that's
absolutely
nice that you came to this work then.
It was very fortuitous. Yep. I spent 19 years working at a job that just didn't fulfill me, and I gave that up and became a full-time volunteer, and it's the most fulfilling thing I've ever done.
We should all be so lucky, huh?
I'm sorry it took me so long to find it.
I feel that way about radio. I knew. I was like, wow, who knew? Aaron Rourke from Rivers Unlimited, thank you for taking a moment today with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I've got one here that's a little bit, I don't mean to be cynical by playing this, but REM back in the day included a tune about an Ohio River that burst into fire, the Cuyahoga River up around Cleveland. Is that right?
Yeah. It happened more than once, it turns out.
Did it?
Yeah.
What do you know? Any little tidbits as we go into this song?
Yeah, you'll actually see. I think that we have three still photos in the movie of repeated burnings. That river had so much oily waste on its surface that, from time to time, a welder's spark or some other industrial source would ignite it. It happened from the 30s all the way through, I think, 1969. I asked my dad about this. I said, "What was that like?" I was only 7 years old at the time, so I don't remember it. He said, "Well, I do remember when it caught fire again, and I do remember that it wasn't the first time, and that it was regarded as sort of a joke."
Oh, well, there it is burning. Did anything at all live in there? Was the river completely dead? Or did things actually manage to leak out?
You know, if I was a betting person, I'd say there were probably carp in there. They seem to survive anywhere.
Wow.
They're an invasive species.
Ah, making their way up. We're going to listen to some REM, and if you'd like to find out more about the richness, the very uncynical, very, very fortune that we have in this state, you can find out more at riversunlimited.org or callofthescenicriver.com for a little bit more on this documentary. I'll take callers 12 and 13 at 769-1998 for a pass, a pair of tickets to go see this movie. We'll find out which of the shows, whether we can get in on this one. We're nearly sold out, or a week from Sunday, but you call us and we'll hook you up one of these Sundays. Callers 12 and 13 at 769-1998. That's local, 769-1998. Aaron Rourke, Rivers Unlimited, thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you, Nikki.